Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday webinar. It's really lovely to see you all. So, for those who I don't know, I'm Stella Horgan, and I'm a Hoffman facilitator here. I was trained in Australia and joined the UK team in June last year, and I'm really thrilled to be part of this family. I have family in England who've done the Hoffman process. I'm fortunate with that. So yeah, really lovely to be with you all tonight. I'm at home in South Africa, and I'll just warn you in advance, if you hear some really sort of quite feral sounding grunting sounds, that's not human. There's the impala, some of the antelope are in a season at the moment, and it's quite alarming. So they're quite close tonight. So if you hear some grunting, it's just them outside doing their thing. Don't be alarmed, and not much I can do about it. I've asked them to be quiet, but no guarantees. So welcome. So I was speaking to Serena recently and saying, you know, I really think it's around about time that we take stock of where we are since COVID-19 came into our lives and turned everything upside down and inside out. I thought it would be a good idea for us to just pause and have a look from a different lens, from a different angle of how we are affected, what's happened for us. So we've only got an hour and a half, and I've set up a structure that's quite full. So we're going to be moving through quite a lot during the evening. And I'm going to pose a series of questions for you, which will hopefully open up some new doors and windows to some new inquiries that you can then take into your life and start asking some new questions, which, by the way, are really very useful in terms of accessing more information around your spiritual self. So let's begin then, everyone. I'd like to invite you to just come present. So let's take a few minutes to close our eyes and just bring ourselves right here. So both feet on the ground, back straight, and take three deep breaths in and out. And as you exhale, just let your energy drop down. So you feel yourself in your body, you feel your feet on the floor. You feel where your body connects with the chair. You're aware. As you go from the crown of your head, just slide your awareness all the way down your face, your throat, back of your head, shoulders, arms, chest, torso, pelvic area, thighs, calves, feet. Here you are in your body. Your wonderful, faithful body has brought you here. And just bring a little note of thanks to your body for bringing you into this moment, to this webinar, to do an inquiry with your Hoffman family. And then you can take a deep breath in as you bring yourself back and open your eyes. So we'll just start off with a quick recap of our Hoffman process, the journey of Hoffman. So we started off right before you did the process, you started identifying mum and dad's patterns, our primary caregivers' patterns, and the patterns that you took on. We then moved into the phase of prosecution, and we took our bats and pillows and did some very serious cathartic work to shift the anger and the resentment and the fury around our inability to have a voice as a child or have agency as a child. So it was a process of maturing and bringing ourselves into being healthy adults. We learned about vindictiveness, we learned about transference, and we moved into compassion. And after compassion, we also looked at our dark side, identified some dark side messages. And we then looked at gratitude for our parents. So at that point, it was quite a dramatic shift from prosecution to gratitude. And that really models what we're talking about tonight, because when we look at this idea of developing 360-degree vision, this is about really seeing the full picture of life and not being stuck in one perspective. So, you know, in our culture generally, with the messaging that our media gives us, we often get stuck in the negative side of a perception of life. There's a lot of victim identification, and particularly now when things can be quite frightening and uncertain. There can be a lot of panic and a lot of fear around what is going on. Our culture is somewhat habituated to be in a sense of victim or blame, or really caught up in a vortex of negativity. If you agree with that, do you want to give me a bit of a thumbs up on our message? If you know what I'm talking about, thank you. Yeah, it's pervasive. So this notion of looking for the benefits in our challenges or the gifts in our suffering, it can be quite an unusual perspective to have in life. It's not really common. So, and it can actually be, people can find it quite challenging. So the reason why I think that it's important, and it's important for us to do this now, is because we have had a deluge of negativity in our world for the last 10, 11 weeks. And I think that there's a whole storehouse of information that's available for us if we're to do that inquiry and find the gratitude for what seems to be an impossible situation. As we saw in the Hoffman process, you know, if we stay in victim, if we stay in blame and negativity, and if we stay, which essentially is on the left road, we deny ourselves liberation. And even if we are in a time in the world where it's just going bananas, you know, it just seems like everything is out of balance, what we do have is our free will choice. We have our choice as to what perspective we hold on the world. And I think that's what Hoffman gives us a lot of. You know, our tools like our recycling and our transference and vicious cycles. These are such great tools because they provide an intervention from when we're on automatic, when we're running our patterns and we're running our vicious cycles. If we can bring our awareness to the fact that we are on automatic, those tools provide us with an intervention and a tool for transformation. Correct? Agree with that? On board? On track with me? Thank you. Thank you. I like those thumbs up. It's such an unusual medium to be working in on a Zoom call. These little gestures mean a lot. Great. So why then would we want to find the gifts in our challenges? Why is it important? As I've said, you know, in our culture, we're not habituated to it. We can live in a world of deficiency. And for a lot of us, we've spent a lot of time in that world. And so I know that all of you here on this call really have bought your ticket to the freedom train. You did that when you joined up for Hoffman. And it does take some effort to step into a life of choice. So that's what we're going to do here. So we're going to start this process by identifying a couple of challenges that we can work with. We're going to use a couple of very practical examples so that you can take this tool and these skills with you and work it in your daily life. I think we can safely say that COVID-19, the coronavirus, has challenged us in every single aspects of our lives. So in our physical lives, our body and our health, our social lives, financial lives, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, family. Am I right? I don't think any areas of our lives have been untouched by what we've experienced in the last couple of months. And to, you know, to a greater or lesser degree, some people, I think a few people are having a reasonable time, you know, but for a lot of people are massively challenged around, you know, finances for one thing. A lot of people have really taken a hit financially, lost jobs, been put on furlough, you know, plans that may have been very solid financial plans, investments being completely disrupted. And you might say, like, how on earth can we possibly look at finding a gift in that or a benefit in that? But this is our work. We need to look at the other side of the lens. Reason being, there is a universal law that is immutable, that is a fact, a universal law that says that all life is in balance. Okay, has anyone heard of that law, that there is an equal amount of positive and negative? Thanks, Helen. Got some thumbs up there. Thanks, Ellie. Yeah, so thank you, Lucy. So it may seem hard to believe, especially when you're feeling really challenged in life, really kind of suffocated by the challenge. But this is our work, and this is the work of spirituality, isn't it, really? Is to find ourselves in the mean. It's been referred to as the golden mean, isn't it? Where we're in the middle, and we're able to observe the positive side of life and the challenge. This is imperative in life as a mature adult for us to be able to look at both sides of the coin. And you know, in a time like this where we get swept up in what might seem like an assault, a daily assault and a daily bombardment by the media, if you pay attention to the news or even scan the headlines, it's just punishing, isn't it, to try and find anything good in what is being spoken about. However, this universal law of balance does exist, and there's nothing that we can do about it except jump on board and do the work to find that balance. So, in all of this, in the state of balance, if we can accept that this is, you know, what a lot of spiritual personal development work is about, finding balance in life. When we find that place of balance, I think it's a lot easier to hear our spiritual self. So I'm going to pose this question to you now, and I'd like you to receive this question and just let it float for a couple of moments. The question is, what is your spiritual self calling for? Just take a couple of moments to tune in and consider what that might be. So, another thing I want to mention before we jump into the work is that when we live from this place of balance, which in Hoffman language is also when we're on the right road, because there we have clear vision, we have a great deal more resilience and flexibility in life. We have a lot more tools available to us. And this also enables a greater conversation with life when we have a greater awareness of this 360 degrees of information that's around us. Right, so this is it. Looking at my notes, and I'm just saying that the intention of this webinar is to deepen the Hoffman work and to assist us also in how we transition to this next phase of COVID-19, because the lockdowns and all those restrictions have been released. So we're kind of adjusting to another new reality. So my invitation for you this evening, right through, is to have a look, notice any patterns that come up during the night. And if patterns do come up, please note them down, and you feel free to make a commitment to recycle them after the webinar. They will come up. You will get triggered. It's inevitable. And also just, you know, in terms of cameras, it's my preference to see everybody. That helps a lot. If you choose to not have your camera on, there's also an invitation to have a look there about any patterns that might be running there, about why you may not have it on. Okay, pattern busters. You know how to do it, people. You know how to get those patterns. Okay, so here we go, into the work. What I'd like to invite you to do, if you've printed out your workbook, you will find on page number 3 that a question to write up a couple of headlines. If you don't have a workbook, that's fine. You just can make these notes on a bit of paper. So what I would like for you to do is to create 2 headlines, like you would see on a newspaper, that summarize the 2 different challenges that you've had over the last couple of months. So get to the nub of it, right? For example, my headlines would be dramatic decline in income and movement, no more international travel, and a shift in how I make my living. So that would be one. My other headline would be prevented from seeing and physically supporting my 89-year-old mother. Upset, frustrated, and occasionally panicked. Okay, so there you go. You've got a couple of minutes, just under 5 minutes, to create 2 headlines. There are 2 boxes there. Be emotive. You learned how to do that in Hoffman. Be dramatic. Really describe what's happened for you. But keep it brief, not a whole long story.
So Stella, there's a question. Does the headline have to be a negative one?
Absolutely. There's, you know, if positive, if your stuff is positive, that's great. We don't need to work on positive. I think... Keep it in where you've been challenged. It might have been in your finances, might have been family, might have been your body, your health, might have been social life. Your vocation. Your spiritual life. And when you've got your 2 headlines, you've still got time, so you can keep going. But when you've got 2, if you've got a really nice succinct one that you'd like to share, you're welcome to type it up on the chat so I can read that out. Or if anyone's got a good, clear one that you'd like to read out yourself, you can unmute yourself now. Oh, here we go. Here they're coming. Hang on a minute. Here we go, from Patrick. Unable to fly to the UK to see family, feeling sad and annoyed. Mike, zero social life and missing hugs. And Sue, would you like to read yours out? Sue, unmute yourself and speak to us if you like.
Do you want me?
Yeah, read us one of yours, Sue.
Yeah, one of us is, so I'll go. What I find is, you know, I found the hardest is that we're lately, we're able to see our children and grandchildren, that mine are still, we're too scared to, and it just feels very fucking unfair.
Okay, thank you, Sue. Yeah, that's really tough. Thank you for that. Great. Thank you. There's some really good ones here. Wow, lots coming up. Business collapsed overnight. No government support from Katie. Ah, this is no more holidays. Big plans all spent up. Stuck with my boys, 24/24, in brackets, going crazy. Here we go. Here's another one. Single, no sex, feeling like a spinster. Challenging times, stuck with alcoholic husband. There's some really tough stuff going on out there. I think we just don't even know the half of it, do we? So here's a few more. No more work, more peace. Here, where's some more? 10 weeks alone with a kitten for company. Stuck at home, freedom taken away. So thank you, everyone. These are really good, clear headlines. So has everyone got two headlines to work with? Two good, clear headlines. Thumbs up if you've got your headlines. Brilliant. Well done. Okay, great. Now, we are going to move into, you're going to pick the strongest one, the one with the most charge, okay? And you're now going to inquire into what might be the benefits of this challenge for your intellect. So the structure that we're going to use, we're going to inquire into the four aspects of our quadrinity, starting with the intellect. Now, I'll give you an example of this. So for mine, mine was about a decline in my income and my movement, because I can't fly to the UK to do my work and see my family. So you want to be very specific about this when you're looking for the gifts. So the question I'm going to ask you is, what is the gift in your challenge? What is the benefit of your suffering? And you're going to have to look really hard. For some of you, this is going to be challenging, but it is there. So a couple of examples from me. So being very specific. So the benefit for me in not being able to travel to the UK to work and a decline in my income is that the one thing is that I've had to find, I've had to be really innovative about how I do business. I've had to diversify my income and start planning on how I create additional income streams. So it's meant that I've had to be very creative, and I've had to really drill down to what the other opportunities are. So for example, another benefit would be this webinar. So, you know, is like taking a risk and saying to Serena, listen, I think we need to do this. This is time to do this. And her joining me to take a risk to have a look at this. Another might be that I've had time to read a lot. So I've really stimulated my intellect. I've read a lot of South African literature, which has helped me to immerse deeper into my culture. And that's been very valuable. I've read a lot more about nature conservation, which is a high value for me. So I've learned more about that, and that's stimulated some of the other work I've done. I've also, with another project that I run that's training rural women in business development, we've had to innovate of how we deliver that training. So we've had to find different platforms. So do you get the idea? This is where we're going. So you want to drill deep in there and really get honest. Now, is there anyone out there who thinks that there's nothing to be grateful for in this situation? It's impossible. Anyone having that? You can put your hand up. Okay. All right, that's good to hear, because essentially there, with the law of balance, there are benefits. There, what we're doing is we're looking at our objective reality. If you have that, like, oh God, I really can't find a blessing, I can't find a gift in that, then have a look at where you might be plugged into a fantasy of how your life should be. Because what we're dealing with is the here and now. Okay. So it might be difficult. You're trapped with your kids. What is going on there? What is the blessing of that? Your business has crashed and you haven't been able to get any support for that. What is the gift? What have you been forced to do? How have you been forced to innovate, to be creative? All right. So everyone, you can jump in now in your workbook. On the next page, page 4, there's a block. I'd like you to find a minimum of 3 gifts, 3 benefits to your situation for your, in terms of your intellect. Okay. If you've, and ideally you want to find at least 10, but for the sake of this evening, go for 3. Okay. Jump in and I will have a look at the chat and see if there's any questions. So Wendy, you say that finding the blessing feels a bit fake, like looking for something that might not be there. Well, Wendy, have a look, because it's what I was saying earlier, is that in this objective situation that you're in now, there is an upside. Okay. If you're really struggling, I have put at the end of a workbook a poem that I might actually read out right now. This is quite heavy duty, this poem, but it's going to help you. It's going to stimulate you to find some of the hidden gifts in your challenge. So for those who want to read through, it's on page 8. But I'll read it out loud. It's actually not a poem, it's a prayer. And it's from a book called Light the Flame, an Andrew Harvey book. And it's an anonymous prayer that was found in the Ravensbrück concentration camp at the end of the Second World War. So this prayer goes like this. O Lord, remember not only the men and women of goodwill, but also those of evil will. But remember not all the suffering they've inflicted on us. Remember the fruits we have borne thanks to this suffering, our comradeship, our loyalty, our humility, our courage, our generosity, the greatness of heart which has grown out of all of this. And when they come to stand before you, let these speak for them. Quite a prayer, eh? So this work that I've, the genesis of this work that I'm talking about finding the gifts, another person who wrote about that was Viktor Frankl. Some of you may have read Man's Search for Meaning, which was about his time in the concentration camps and how he found gratitude for his experience. So Wendy, check it out. Go in there and have a look. You could, if it feels a bit fake to be finding a gift, have a look for a pattern that might be preventing you from locating the truth. Have a look at where you might be attached to your suffering. Then you might be attached to the challenge. There might be some kind of benefit you're reaping from being in that challenge. This is hard work. So go in there, folks. Here we go. Oh, thank you, Serena, for typing that out. Wendy, are you doing okay? If you need more help, put up your hand. And for those of you who have identified some gifts, keep going. Don't stop at 3. Keep going. Okay, Joe's struggling to find a benefit of being kept away from visiting my mum, who's been in a bad way. Okay, Joseph, have a look at that. What's happened? How have you been forced to be creative and find connection with your mum without physically seeing her? Have a look at what else has emerged from the current situation that you're in. Have you been forced to connect with her over the phone? So how have you had to, for example, how have you had to change your communication? How have you had to dig deep in yourself and communicate with greater tenderness, perhaps? How have you had to tap into your vulnerability to meet hers? And this might show up also in when we go further to look at our emotional selves and our spiritual selves and physically. But have a look. Dig deep. What have you had to do? How have you had to shift yourself out of your comfort zone to accommodate an impossible situation? Where, like Joe, you just miss your mum and she's been in a bad way. What has that forced you to do? Have you had to connect to her more energetically? Have you sent her more love? Have you held her in your thoughts? Has it opened your empathy for her? Have you found greater compassion for her? Joe, if that's helpful. Ah, great, that's helpful. Nice one. And Derek, lovely. Derek says that the gift that my intellect could relax, the gift of discovering nature all around my house. How sweet is that? How absolutely lovely. Melanie, oh, Melanie, that's gorgeous. Melanie says she's missing her mum who's in the UK, but started teaching her Pilates on Zoom so we can spend time together. And the same applies with my boyfriend, Rupert. How gorgeous. That's delightful. Soralta, I'm just reading your message. For the rest, keep going. And if you'd like to post one of your blessings, please do. Post it on the chat so that we can read it out and share. If you're struggling, put your hand up. Aha, Soralta, that's interesting. I only feel afraid that if I find these benefits in this situation, maybe life will push me even harder. I'm thinking of people with very hard situations like starving. How can they find benefits? How could I find benefits if one day I end up something like that? Soralta, it's time for you to trace your pattern. What pattern are you in? Because what you're doing here is you're taking yourself away from your objective situation that you've got to look at. You're going into, I'm finding it hard that life will push me harder. You're going into the anxiety and a fantasy of worry. So you're in a pattern of worry, of anxiety, and of fantasizing about what happened to the future. Please, Soralta, do yourself a favor. Write that pattern down. Fantasizing and not staying in reality. You want to recycle that. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of finger wagging over here. I'll try and not do that. I can see it's not a good look. And again, Soralta, thinking of people like those people who are starving, how could they find benefits? True, we don't know. We haven't asked them. Your job right now is to look at your situation. Okay, keep going, makes Soralta. Sense.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Thank you so brilliant. Much.
Got it. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, let's have a look. Alison, found new places to walk that feel safe. Woods, a common and a nature reserve. Beautiful, Alison. That's lovely. Keep looking at your intellect. Benefits for your intellect. Because remember, our intellect gets caught in loops. It works so hard to try and figure out what's going on. Your intellect might have been pushed to the max to try and make sense of it. And it might have just surrendered and gone, I don't know. How did that benefit you? What are the gifts? Jade says, I'm better able to understand my daughter's needs. Absolutely brilliant. Joe, lovely. Able to show, hang on a minute. It's going thick and fast here. Let me try and get back to that one. Joe, while my mom's being in a nursing home, I've been able to show vulnerability to my dad and he's shown him his back. I've seen a totally different side to him. Oh, bingo. How gorgeous. How absolutely gorgeous. So here's another one. I cannot afford to run my car at the moment, so I've rediscovered cycling. I find it's not just a means to get around, but a kind of meditation and brings me closer to nature. The exercise and connecting to a naturally powered form of transport has been amazing. Brilliant. Jonathan, learning to settle and waiting for the terrors to dissipate each day because they do, and then starting something positive. Brilliant. Brilliant. Julie, I've learned skills that I hadn't before. Julie, be specific. When this works, the magic happens when you get specific. What skills and what have those skills given me? Okay, for everybody, get really specific. Emily's learned birdsong. Gorgeous. How lovely. What else have we got here? I've learned I'm more resourceful than I expected with such little money. That's a really good skill. That's a really great skill to take us forward. John, increased clarity on the need for self-care. Ah, perfect one. Look, Julie's learned to lead a team remotely. These are really great. Excellent. Well done, everyone. Really well done. Let's move on. And go to our emotional self. So jump onto the next block and start filling in that question. How has this time benefited me in terms of my emotion? What have the gifts been in my emotional life? Just going to give you a little bit of quiet so you can think. I'll give you a couple of minutes quiet. So go in there, be specific, get detailed. You may have gained some new awareness. What has isolation given you in this time? How have you grown emotionally? So some lovely, lovely ones coming through. Carolyn says, emotional time. I've had time to reflect and observe in the moment and manage better. That's lovely, Caroline. And see if you can take that even deeper. Be very specific. If you need to be specific, think of a specific instance, a specific event, and then drill down into that. See yourself in that moment. That specific moment where you had time to reflect and get a sense of what that feels like in your body. How does it feel? How does it feel in your heart? How does that help your intellect? Lucy says, in my emotional life, I've deepened my practices to stay balanced. Absolutely brilliant, Lucy. Beautiful. Beverly says, I've had to learn to show my vulnerability. And when I've found that when I do, the roof doesn't fall in. Ah, that's amazing. How beautiful. And that you can take that inquiry deeper as well. When I show my vulnerability, how does that benefit me? And be specific. How does it benefit me in my emotional life, my intellectual life? How does it benefit my spiritual life, my family life, my social life? Helen says, absolved my guilt regarding the frequency of visits. I'm precluded from travel. Splendid. Melanie's had time to play the piano. So Melanie, take that deeper. How has that benefited you emotionally? Think about that. Think about your emotional self, your emotional child, your emotional adult. What's the resonance? What's the gift? Lizzie says, to develop compassion for myself. And Lizzie, what is the benefit of having compassion for yourself? Sue, I don't need to be constantly on the move. It's okay to be still. And again, how does that benefit you? I'm going to sound like a stuck record, but this is gold, people. This is really gold. You really want to mine this, because especially for those of you that have been doing quad checks and webinars and, you know, walking in nature and really, really paying attention to yourselves, what you excavate, what you identify as the gifts of this time, it's going to give you fuel for the future. Jan says that she's had time to do things just for fun. How lovely. How lovely. And Alison says, I can't be late for anything anymore. It's great. Perfect, Alison. Chanel's been managing to self-parent now more than ever. That's brilliant. That's the whole point of the Hoffman process, is that we learn to parent ourselves. We move out of the deficiency of where our parents couldn't do that for us, and we do it for ourselves. Joe, can you give us an example of how one of yours benefits? Yes, sure. For me, because I was unable to travel, I've been forced to stay in my little rural community, my little hokey town, and I've actually been forced to get to know my little community and my culture. You know, I travel so much that I'm so global, and so I'm now forced to be South African. So there's a real tenderness to that, because I'm developing an appreciation for the very humbling things that I grew up with. I'm developing an appreciation for the dust on my shoes and for the craziness of my country, the vulnerability here. What else? Also, because, you know, doing this work on Zoom, emotionally, how that's benefited me is that I have a sense of belonging in this Hoffman community. And as a team, the Hoffman team, we meet, the staff meets weekly. And I've also had a greater sense of belonging. And I've received a lot of love and a lot of tenderness from my fellow team members. And I've really been touched by that, because I'm a new person to the team. Not only am I new, I'm not even English. So that's been lovely. What else? I've developed a much greater empathy for people in my community and their vulnerabilities, you know, with all the hunger and social difficulties and the struggle that people have been facing here. I've really let my heart open, and I've let myself, I cry every day. I cry at the news, and I cry at people suffering. And, you know, whereas before I was just like driven on my highly professional thing, got to go, got a plane, got a train, got a car, got a taxi. But now I'm arrested, and I just have to feel how hard it is, you know, and how wonky I can be. So it's about honesty. Yeah. Kaylee's learned to slow down and eat the elephant one slice at a time. Fatima has had time to nurture herself for cooking at home and connecting with nature. Liliana has been able to forgive myself when I'm not the mother I'm supposed to be. It opens my heart and makes me more forgiving with my boys. Beautiful. Yeah, Julie's reached out to others and strengthened relationships at home and at work. Alison's had time to work on my patterns and move them on a bit. Fantastic, everyone. Good work. So you are you getting into the swing of things? Are you digging deep and finding gifts where you didn't realize that there were gifts or benefit? Can I have some thumbs up if that's true for you? Can I just need to know we're on track. Great. Great. Thank you. Ah, here's a lovely one from Alison. Finding out I won't die if I'm not the center of attention. Good one. Rupert, having awareness.
Attention.
So what's that? Sorry?
Finding out I won't die if I am the center of attention.
Ah, there you are. Thank you. And 86 people, we're 86 on the call, so 85 people heard you say that. And you're still breathing.
And I'm still breathing. My heart's definitely fluttering, but I think I'm still breathing.
And we love you, Alison. You're such a bright light. Thank you. Alrighty, Rupert. Having awareness to shift from ruminating and getting stuck to being present and grateful for the important things in my life. Such a joy and release. Here we go. Lots of love for you, Alison, on the chat. Nice one. Well done. Love you. Okay, great, everyone. Let's move on. Body is the next one. What now? What have been the benefits for your body of this time? What are the gifts for your body? And this could be a real challenge for those who like a bit of gym. Am I right? A bit of gym or a bit of yoga or a bit of collective exercise. What are the benefits to not doing that? Dig deep, people. And really go in there. You want a minimum of three, a bare minimum, but more than that, ideally. And you can write them down in bullet points. You don't have to write the whole long story out. Ah, and here's Serena's got up early and walked in nature with my puppy before the morning quad checks. How gorgeous. And I bet it's quiet and peaceful and you feel like you own the nature. It's such a gift to be in nature alone, isn't it? Melanie's having time to actually practice my Pilates and yoga rather than only teaching. Yeah, beautiful. Dropping deep. And take that deeper and see what that's given you. Seralta, I finally set up kickboxing classes. Yes, yes, yes. And what's that given you, Seralta? So drop it down a level. Take it down. What's it given your body? What's it given your mind? What's it given your heart? You can also see what's it given you financially, what's it given your family. Stretch these benefits out. Julie's had daily yoga with Adrian. She's sleeping longer with lovely, strange dreams. Oh, fabulous. I hope you're writing those dreams down because there's a bit of communication going on with that. Carolyn says she's realizing I can just work out at home using on-demand online workouts and really realizing how much contact you share with objects, machine in the gym that could spread or pick up germs. Again, take it even deeper. What has that given you? What has that given your body? Be specific. Melanie's connecting with my breath. Fantastic. Mirvat, not able to go out more than 200 meters to breathe after being a marathon runner. Oh, terrible suffering. I would really have to say the gift for my body was resting. And I can't find another gift. Mirvat, I don't believe you. There are more gifts. Keep going. keep going. What does it mean for you to not be a marathon runner, to not push your body like that, to do different kind of exercise? What has it given you? Sue, yoga every day, feeling resilient. Alison's had time to sleep properly. Jonathan's struggling there. I really dislike exercise, even walking, and have lost all the movement that came with daily commitment. So my body reminds me all the time of its aches. Oh, I beg your pardon. That's, yeah. Okay, so keep looking, people. Keep looking. Nikki got some much needed rest. So even if you do dislike exercise, have a look at what this period has given your body. Jan's had time for a proper breakfast, for lunch and dinner, and less gorging on snacks. Okay, great. So Lynn has now officially has a muffin top. Congratulations. Good one. Alison's got home-cooked meals. Okay, great. So that's it. So there might be more benefits around the food you're eating, around the change of exercise, around what it feels like when you can't go running, you can't push yourself, and you're forced just to be with yourself. Because sometimes we use exercise as a way to move away from our vulnerability. Remember that we said that in the process. Okay, right, let's move on. Spiritual self. What have been the benefits, the gifts for your spiritual self, your spirit? What is the wisdom that's come up? At least three, a minimum of three. And if you're getting bored or spacing out or feeling yawny, have a look. What's the pattern that is up for you now that's preventing you from finding the gifts? What's in it for you to stay on the side of just being immersed and submerged in the challenge? Okay, that's the question. Because if we don't do the work to shift, there's some payoff, right? Am I right? So what's the benefit for your spirit? Think about it. All of the media and news you may have, been attending to, what has that triggered in you? What is all this, the suffering in the world? What's that triggered in you? There's some lovely ones coming through here. Getting in touch with my inner child, letting go and compassion. My spiritual self dances through life. I've been dancing in the kitchen and the garden like nobody's watching, spending time walking for miles and noticing the joy in our beautiful island. Kindness and compassion to others brings it back to me. Wendy's asked the question, what if we do the work to shift and it doesn't shift? Wendy, I think you know what I'm going to say. What is the pattern that you're in that has you asking that question? Because that question tells me that you're not engaging the actual question, which is what is the gift to your spiritual self, right? So have a look. What's that pattern where you shift yourself out of the exercise to ask that question? Do you have a pattern where you don't trust? Do you have a pattern where you believe It's never going to change. Doesn't matter what I do. And if you do, then I would suggest you ask your question of yourself of what's the benefit for me to holding on to that belief that it's never going to change. And I also recommend you do a bit of recycling. Okay. Take the challenge. Just take this moment. We've got another half hour together. Do the work. Check it out. See if you get a shift. If you don't, you know what? It's not the end of the world. But you can try again. Because once you locate yourself in the balance, it's impossible that you won't shift. If you're not submerged in the challenge, but you've moved yourself to the mean so that you're in balance, it's impossible that you can't shift. All righty. Let's see here. Mary says she's been riding the waves of fear, but coming back to my spiritual self again and again and creating resilience and self-belief. Very nice. Jenny says the key word from my process was stillness. The slower pace of life we're living is good for my spiritual self. Robin's feeling at one with nature. Nina says that my spiritual self has reminded me again and again of our interconnectedness. So that's fantastic, everyone. Really, really beautiful. So look, this is just a taster of this work. And I really encourage everyone to go back after this webinar and keep this practice going. Whenever you're in a challenge, as well as applying your Hoffman tools of writing up your vicious cycles, doing your transferences and doing your recycling, do this exercise. Find the gift in your challenge. And you might be delighted and surprised. You know, particularly the most gnarly challenges. Think of that prayer that that I read earlier on. You'll really be surprised. And if you get stuck in thinking, oh no, this is nonsense, this is a bunch of BS, then know that millions of people around the world have done this kind of work around really serious stuff. I did it. I started doing this line of questioning probably about 15 years ago, and I had a situation when I was 19. I got attacked by a man, and he strangled me and tried to kill me, and I was stuck in post-traumatic stress for years, and this was the thing that moved my PTSD, was finding the balance. I found the gifts in that situation. The gifts to me was it was a South African situation, that event forced me into an inquiry about what was going on in South Africa. It happened to me when I was 19, and the whole apartheid thing was, you know, nearing an end, but it was rough here. And what I saw, the gifts in my suffering, in that terrifying experience, was that it pushed me on a path to find out how to heal trauma. So I became a therapist. I studied psychotherapy. I studied trauma extensively. It pushed me into doing work where I could bring healing to not only South Africa, but the world. And it pushed me into a life where of real, real hard work in the hard places. Okay, so there we go. Okay, let me just do a quick little scan here. Let's see. Thank you for sharing that. That was powerful. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And I do it so that it encourages you to find the gifts in your challenges. Okay, good, everyone. So moving on. Wow, the time goes so quickly. What I'd like you to do is now turn to the next page in your workbook, which is headed Tools and Practices. Now, I'd like you to identify what tools and practices you've used during this COVID-19 time. Make a list. So it could have been that you've been on the quad checks. It could have been that you've done webinars. You've been using your tools. So be specific and write down what practices you've been using. It could have been walking in nature, meditation, writing out your transferences. List them, bullet point them all the way down. And as you're making that list, I'd like you to contemplate, what has this practice or this tool given me during this time of coronavirus? So again, be specific. If it's that you've been doing the quad checks, what has that given you? I know a lot of you have been coming on the quad checks every day. And it's actually very important for you to identify what it's given you, because it anchors the experience. It deepens it. And as you'll see when you use the Hoffman tools, you can never wear them out. They only get deeper. There's something about them. There's like a generic quality to them that you can apply them no matter what stage you are at in your spiritual development. So make that list. Nadia is asking a question. Stella, can you explain how we achieve balance? I see the benefits of Plan B. I'm not sure what you mean by Plan B, but I don't value these things as much as I was originally hoping for in Plan A. Plan B doesn't seem to have the same. Nadia, I'm not entirely clear on your question. I think if you can please rephrase that, I can help you. Okay, so Have you identified some of the tools? I'd love to hear from you what the benefits are. Either, yes, if you can drop them in the chat. Mary Jo, why don't you unmute yourself and tell us about one of your practices and what of the benefits that you've...
Yeah, I can't work out how to send a typed one. That's why I have to put up my hand. I have... on day 77 of a virus diary, and I asked my diary three questions every morning. What matters in life? On what do I depend? And what am I being invited to learn? Yeah. And that has helped me a lot to try and find more meaning in this situation, which I found very bleak at the beginning.
Oh, those are wonderful questions. I'd love to get those questions from you, Mary Jo. That's exquisite. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Would anyone else like to share a tool and how it's benefited you? I'd love to hear about anyone who's been doing quad checks. How have the quad checks? Yes, Patrick, thank you. Just unmute yourself and let us know.
Okay. Yep. Hi. Yeah. With the daily quad checks, what I really find is great is being able to give a name to what I'm feeling inside. Like this morning when I did a quad check, I thought everything was okay. And when I checked in with my emotional self, I found that I was feeling sad and scared, but also rock steady in myself.
Mm.
Also by connecting with the spiritual aspect of myself, I strengthen it every time. And when I connected to that, I have a blue diamond inside me. It's kind of rough, but it was spinning like crazy, and there were sparks coming off my body.
Mm-hmm.
This is when it's like that, I know that I'm really connected to myself. So it's good.
Beautiful. Brilliant, Patrick. Thank you so much. So make sure you write that down, because, you know, in challenging times, we want to refer back to remember what our tools gave us. Great. John, thank you.
Stella, can I offer something?
Yes, please.
and I'd love it if this were my idea, but it isn't, but a dear friend suggested, instead of writing things, you know, instead of writing general, what are you grateful for? What do you, you know, your gratitude journal, which is a wonderful idea. She said, write a thank you note to yourself. Mm-hmm. Write a letter. Dear John, well, yeah. I'm so grateful that you did this. And I haven't done it every day, mostly mm-hmm. every day, but I've found that even, you know, it's sometimes very hard, sometimes very easy, but even the hardest, you know, thank you for being brave enough to face this, right? Because, and in doing that, you discovered, you know, what a mountain of work that, you know, John and myself have to go through. Mm. But that mountain is still a tangible thing, right? It's not limitless anymore, right? It's this, oh God, do we have to do it? Well, yeah, we do. Yeah, there it is. And it has an end.
And, right. So does it give you a reality check, sort of makes it?
Absolutely, right? Brings you back to this mm-hmm. rather than this.
Lovely. Thank you. Please write that down. Make a note of it.
Already done. Thank you. Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you. Let me just see if anyone else has got their hand up. Right. There's quite a lot. Oh, lots of juicy ones coming in here in the chat. Solen says, the quad checks are wonderful, helping me to gauge the temperature, realizing how withdrawn I am. A typical pattern for me in times of stress, I dissociate, and the quad checks help me to reconnect and stay connected. That's excellent. You can also have a look at your tools in terms of how they benefit your quadrinity, your emotional, intellect, body, and spiritual self. Joe says, wow, Patrick, excellent. Sheila says that the quad checks get me up early every day and anchor me for the day. Fantastic. Helen says, bringing back a daily quad check has reminded me of the existence of my spiritual self, something I easily lose sight of. Thank you for that, Helen. Julie says that quad checks set me up for awareness for the rest of the day, and journaling also brings me greater awareness. Identifying transference takes away the emotional charge. That's brilliant. So make sure you're being really specific about what these tools give you. Alison says, bashing gets rid of anger. It does. It also gets rid of the energetic. So, Alison, my challenge to you is, what's the benefit in getting rid of anger? Be specific. How does it serve you? How does it help your body, your emotional self, your intellect, and your spiritual self? Write that down. So Ralter talks about the quad check and routine, when routine seems to be gone. So Ralter, how does that benefit you, having a routine? Think about that. And somebody, who's this? Fisher says, the Wednesday webinars are a great marker point for the week to reflect and feel connected to the community. Lovely. And again, what does it give you to feel connected to the community? Okay, let's see, what else is here? Thank you for the notes to self. It allows for connection into reality in positive and negative emotional questions. The weekly webinars are good refreshers on tools, and it's been good to be regular. What does it give you, Carolyn? What does it give you to use your tools, and which tools? Angela says that the webinars have been amazing in terms of reconnection with the Hoffman process and other Hoffies since she did her process 18 years ago. Great. Very good. And Mirvat says having to be face-to-face for 2 months lockdown, definitely use the transference tool. Big thumbs up for transference. Isn't transference a lifesaver? Great. And John says that long walks and talks with remote friends give me love in and love going out. Okay, good. So, very good, everyone. Very good. Now, I'd like to know, has anyone had any surprises or realizations during this evening? Anything that you sort of thought, oh, wow. If anyone has, unmute yourselves and let us know what that might be, or put it in the chat. Let's see here. Joe says, after attending the Dark Side webinar, I identified a Dark Side attack, which resulted in it disappearing straight away. I then saw a better, much better way of dealing with the tricky work situation that had caused it. Thank you for that, Joe. Great. And Jonathan says, yes to Patrick, maybe finding the sadness in the quad check is precisely necessary awareness that proves we also have a strong, solid part. Absolutely, Jonathan. Really, that emotional literacy can only serve us. Beverly says, I hadn't appreciated there was gold in this. That prayer put it in perspective. It does, doesn't it? You know? It really does. Often when people come into Hoffman and they say, oh, you know, I don't, my stuff isn't as I didn't suffer as much as other people, or, you know, my story is not that bad. We really shouldn't sort of quantify our suffering, because all of our stories are valid, and we just journey together and help each other to greater awareness and to shine a light on our suffering. It is important. It's a guide. It's a guide, isn't it? Giving us information. Let's see. What does this say? Okay. I realize I'm actually quite good at identifying the learning and growth opportunities in what is objectively a challenging situation. Very good. All right, everyone. So this is a very quick introduction to all of this. And I hope that at least it's tweaked something that you haven't touched on before. If that is true, could I have a thumbs up if you've at least found something that you didn't know before? That this has had some benefit. That's really good to know. Good to know. All right, thank you. Now let's do a little visualization, seeing we've only got a few minutes left. So sit back, everyone. Take a couple of deep breaths and close your eyes. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just exhale and drop now into your heart. How are you feeling in this moment? How is it for you to have done this line of inquiry? To have looked at your life from perhaps a different perspective? And to do that with a community of people? How is your emotional self doing? And breathe some love into your emotional self, some love and gratitude. And reach out your arms now and draw your emotional self to yourself and really embrace that aspect of you, this tender part of you that has a lot of courage, a lot of sensitivity, this aspect of us that is our radar to the world. And breathe in love and then let your emotional self just relax. And now let's switch across to our intellect and breathe into your intellect. Yeah, your intellect, this remarkable aspect of us, this absolutely extraordinary aspect of us, our thinking and analyzing. This aspect of ourselves that sets us apart from other life forms. Breathe some gratitude into your intellect. Real gratitude for the unique gifts that your intellect has. recognizing how unique your intellect is, how uniquely you're able to experience the world and interact with the world. And breathe some light into your intellect. Really see that. See some light. The light from the source pouring down through the crown of your head into your head and filling your head and your brain with light. And making some space in your brain. Just lighting it up and giving some nourishment to your intellect. And as that light pours down your head and filling your brain, and it pours down into your throat, into your center of communication, and you give thanks for the ability to communicate. And then the light pours down and fills your body, fills your heart. And drop your awareness down now into your body. Feel your body filling with light, this beautiful body of yours, this body with all of its quirks, all of its aches and pains, all of its joy, its movement, its freedom, all that it processes. Give a big thank you to your body. Really send a message of gratitude to your whole body. Gratitude and love for this form. And now see your spiritual self standing in front of you, this aspect of yourself. Clear face. Look into your eyes, your own eyes that are crystal clear, looking at you with great love. This aspect of yourself that is perfectly in balance. This aspect of yourself that lives in that golden mean, that is able to discern the gifts and the challenges, the positives with the negatives. This aspect of yourself that is able to identify balance in life. This aspect of yourself that's not afraid to ask the hard questions because it knows, this aspect knows that you belong, that you are home. You're home in this body, in this very place where you find yourself tonight. You are meant to be in this place at this time. You're home on this planet. In the country that you find yourself in. You are here physically to embody the light of your life, the light of your love, your brilliance, the brilliance of your intellect, the radiance of your heart. Your unique being has unique purpose on this planet and has unique gifts that you bring to life at this time. So regardless of what your inner critic might say or any patterns of comparison or criticism, the fact that you're alive at this time on this planet shows that you are valid and you are valuable and you bring something unique to the matrix of life. So get that because it's true. And breathe that in. And as you look now into your spiritual self eyes, I'd like you to contemplate. In 5 years' time, if I ask you what the thing was that you took away from this time, this COVID-19 coronavirus time? If I asked you what it is that you took from this time that allowed you to build more resilience, what would you say? One thing, first thing that comes to mind. What has allowed you to build more resilience? And you might have a list of things coming up. That's fabulous. Let's see if you can identify that one thing and then put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart and give thanks for that one thing or those many things that have enabled you to build resilience, to move forward in this time. Give thanks for that and breathe that in and take a couple of deep breaths in and out. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you have, if you'd like to share what that one thing is that is that enabled you to build more resilience, you can unmute yourself and share. Mary Jo, please.
I'd like to remember that the small and ordinary are beautiful.
The small and ordinary are beautiful. That is really, really precious. Precious, Mary Jo, thank you. And I think that many of us have experienced a great humbling during this time, and that speaks so beautifully to that. Thank you. Anyone else like to share?
I have a stillness and a peace which I didn't have before.
Stillness and peace that you've never had before. Thank you, Sue. Thanks. That's wonderful to hear. And may that just deepen and grow. Thank you.
Thank you.
The strength of being present.
The strength of being present. Thank you.
Let go.
Let go. Being able to let go. Thank you.
Beginning of a new life led from a spiritual, my spiritual self.
Beginning of a new life led from my spiritual self. Thank you, Mary.
Yes, seeing the light side of the dark side.
Good one, Patrick. Great. There's some lovely ones on the chat. Being connected, more self-acceptance, connection with myself, choosing love instead of fear, that I'm not alone. Nurturing myself in order to nurture others, time and peace, learning more self-compassion, simplicity. Julie says that I'm worth more than my job. I love that, Julie. Beautiful. Chanel says I let my spiritual self take the lead. Helen's got physical fitness upon which my emotional self can thrive. Liz says I'm all one, not alone. Alison, witnessing myself changing. Beautiful. So thank you, everyone. Robin's got permission to get off the merry-go-round. Nice. I love that. Everybody, thank you so much for jumping into this inquiry. Thank you for doing this all together. I think it's so different when we all get together. and do it as a collective, we generate this field. And in this field is courage, in this field is willingness. And by us shifting out of us any places where we might be stuck or caught up in a loop of our challenge or our difficulty, when we get unstuck, it ripples out and it affects the world. So thank you for doing your work. Thank you for bringing your clarity and your love to the world. Thank you for wanting to be in balance. And thank you for doing that with me. I feel so fortunate and so blessed to be in your company. Such fine people. I just have such admiration for you all for doing the work. And thank you to Serena, captain of the ship. I salute you. Thank you so much. And that's it. That's all for tonight. Go out there, find the blessings, do the work, and good luck for the next phase of what's coming.